An important figure in the American shale boom has been indicted. The Justice Department announced late yesterday that it had charged Aubrey McClendon, former head of Chesapeake Energy, with conspiring with his rivals to keep the price of oil and natural gas leases low. It's part of a larger investigation into price fixing in the oil and gas industry. And joining us now to talk about it is Maggie Lake with CNN Money. Maggie, these charges were filed in Oklahoma, where the Justice Department says the conspiracy happened. That's where Chesapeake Energy is based. Tell us more about the allegations.
Yeah, Jeremy. So what the government is saying is that basically Aubrey McClendon, as CEO of Chesapeake, got together with another oil company when they would see that land suitable for shale drilling was coming up on the market. And between them, they would decide which one was going to get the lease ahead of time. And then the other one, by sort of stepping aside as compensation, would get an interest in this. So it was all sort of, you know, done ahead of time before the auction actually took place. Now, that is what the government's saying. What we don't know is how they actually did this. Was it a secret handshake, a signal? We don't know how that happened. And interestingly, the complaint doesn't name the other company involved or say how widespread it is. So this is just the tip. We're going to find out a lot more about this.
And McClendon was forced to leave Chesapeake 3 years ago amid a controversy about his finances. He's denying these charges from the Justice Department. What does all this mean for Chesapeake, which has seen its stock just collapse because of low energy prices?
Yeah, I mean, this has been a brutal story for Chesapeake. And obviously, this is just adding more pain if their CEO is now under the cloud of indictment. And again, we don't know how widespread it was. Are there civil charges that come from this? It only pours it on. But you're right. This is a company that's struggling anyway because of the collapse in oil prices. They, like a lot of other energy companies, took on a lot of debt during the boom, some $11 billion. And now that we've seen those prices collapse, they're having a difficult time. The stock was really hit a couple weeks ago when they were rumors that they might be filing for bankruptcy protection. They say that is not true. So the stock did rebound a little bit, but I think it's still below something like $3 a share. And they say they are, by the way, cooperating with the government here. So we'll see if they have any information on this.
And McClendon had been called a drilling evangelist. Tell us more about him and what he did when he headed Chesapeake.
Yeah, this is the amazing thing about it. You know, and it's interesting. As we stated, he's denying all these charges. And in his statement, he not only denied the charges, but he said for 35 years, he worked to create jobs, help Oklahoma's economy, but also provide plentiful energy for the entire country. He's sort of painting himself as an energy hero. And in many ways is that kind of larger-than-life stereotype we have of these wildcatters, if you think of any of those movies you've seen of the Wild West. The Times has some great facts today about how he was splashed around his fortune. You know, he built this company out from a small company, aggressively acquiring all these drilling areas in almost every part, every state that has that shale drilling. But he spent money too. He bought an NBA team and moved them to Oklahoma. He has an interest in a French winery, an antique map collection. I mean, this guy was really living larger than life. It looks like right now that is coming back to haunt him. Not only is he under indictment, but he was removed, as you mentioned, because they accused him of having loans against his private stake in the company, and that was financing that lifestyle. So he's a very controversial figure.
It's Maggie Lake of CNN. And Maggie, I have to say, our daily business segment on Here and Now is almost turning into the daily oil segment because that energy is driving so much of the business world right now.
It's certainly true.
Well, Maggie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.